Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
This person we have coming on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He said no to social media long ago. Doug Deacon, we'd love to see you on there at some point.
No. the smart move is not to start.
Well said. Always words of wisdom. Sage advice from Doug Deacon. All right, Deke, the season's over. It's been an incredible ride. Of course, most seasons, by even the good teams in all of sports, they end in disappointment. You know that, yeah. Obviously. But what is your main takeaway from this season as a whole?
I think progress. I think they, you know, they learned to be a football team, and they learned to play together, and they, you know, learn to, you know, take on adversity and be able to adjust to it. I mean, this season is, you know, one that, you know, hopefully we'll never see like again, where, you know, you can go into a game and, you know, the 2 days before, get your receiving core wiped out. Another week, you know, lose your best defensive player for a couple games. And there's just been so many challenges. But, you know, we saw a great calm demeanor from Kevin Stefanski that, you know, held it all together and made it grow.
What bugs you the most about not playing this weekend and about what kind of happened in Kansas City? Where are you kicking yourself maybe after you watch the tape?
Well, I mean, if you watch the tape, obviously, you know, we had to patch up the offensive line once again because of injuries that, you know, happened during the course of the game. I guess if you look back and you might, you know, wonder what if we'd run a little bit more in the first half, because we only, I think, had five runs in the first half of the game. But, you know, that's a good football team. And, you know, obviously we were kind of, you know, had problems in the back end of our secondary because of injuries and things like that, and it's a team that you know they can put up points in a hurry, Kansas City. So if there's anything, you wish they would have called the hit on Higgins in the end zone as a, you know, helmet to helmet hit and kept the possession of the ball, and I think it might have, you know, came out a different way.
I'd love to hear your thoughts, Deke, on everything that transpired during that play, the roller coaster of emotions. You think the Browns are going in, trying to gain all that momentum there under the 2-minute mark in the first half, only to see that vicious hit, the ball as he's reaching for the pylon, going to the back of the end zone, and everybody knew. You could tell by Baker's reaction, he knew exactly what had happened there. What were you thinking, and what does the NFL need to do in terms of both those rules, the helmet to helmet, not being able to review it, and the ball going out of the back of the end zone?
Well, yeah, the ball going out of the back of the end zone, obviously it wasn't an intentional play, unlike Dave Casper when he kind of got the rules established. But, you know, I think you just got to return the ball to the point of, you know, the fumble. And, you know, but on the other hand, many coaches tell you, you know, unless it's fourth down, don't, you know, reach out to put the ball across the end zone. So that's one of those things. But, you know, getting to the hit, I think, you know, much like the college game where, you know, those are plays where they'll call down and, you know, say, okay, that's a helmet-to-helmet hit, that's targeting, you know, and the guy leaves the game. If you know, there seems to be a lot of concern about, you know, the concussions, but, you know, the best way to do it is, you know, make rules that take those things away. And the other thing is they still don't, it amazes me, that they don't let or make the mouth guard a required piece of equipment in the NFL, and there's always been the theory that that helps absorb some of the shock when you get hit and lessens the chances of concussions.
Anthony and I were talking about it this morning. Would you want a play like that to be reviewed upstairs, because then you're talking about looking at a lot of hits throughout the game, and you might be sitting there now for 3.5-4 hours.
Well, I think, you know, those guys up there, you know, if they get a chance to see every play right, you know, afterwards, you know, okay, we want to take a look at this. I mean, if you're concerned about the safety of the game, I think you have to take a, you know, look at those hits. And, the NFL obviously doesn't want to slow the game down because, you know, you're bracketing, the 1 o'clock game, the 4 o'clock game, and when you start, you know, slowing the game down, then you've got, you know, network problems.
All right, Deke, when we think about the defensive issues of this team, you brought up the fact that, look, the secondary was almost in tatters before the season began. Denzel Ward was a courageous effort coming off COVID. As we know, that is something that held back Myles Garrett. So are you of the thought that, you know, Greedy, Delpit, no COVID next year, hopefully, that alone is going to really help this defense? Or how much more do you think the defense needs?
Well, I think, you know, what happens every year is, you know, whoever, wins the Super Bowl, they're the flavor of the year, and you see what they did. And I think if, you know, like last year, Kansas City, they showed they did it with a lot of speed, and especially at their wide receiver, you know. And I think a lot of teams in the offseason went out and tried to get more speed, knowing that, you know, if you're going to beat the Kansas Cities of the world, that's what you needed. So, you know, on the defensive side, obviously, that's one of the things you need to look at. But, you know, it's this team, I think, you know, it has its own kind of identity in regards to, you know, the ability to run and the play action game. And, you know, they've got a good cast of receivers, and it's just, you know, unfortunately, keeping everybody healthy.
What about the identity defensively for next year? What should they target? Obviously, Myles Garrett coming off the edge, and if he's healthy, will still be a beast. But then what else? What do you put around him?
I think, you know, Olivia Vernon was on a one-year, you know, contract. Obviously, you know, he tore his Achilles, and, you know, he came on, and he played great the, you know, last 7-8 games of the season. He was a definite factor on the defensive side. But, you know, if he's not coming back, and you need somebody to match up on the other side of Miles so they can't always, you know, double-team him. I think, you know, obviously, you know, the linebacker play needs to be addressed, get some more speed and a thumper, you know, in the middle there. And then I think, you know, you can never get it, you know, with the way teams keep running out four receiver sets, you can't get enough defensive backs.
Deke, I don't think you can say enough good things about the offensive line. I've seen Pro Football Focus say not only were they the best run blocking offensive line in the league, they were the best pass blocking. That's almost never happened in the NFL before. So their offensive line is incredible. Where do you rate it? And Wyatt Teller's going into the offseason probably thinking, yeah, I need a new deal. I've only got 1 year left in my contract.
Well, no, I mean, Wyatt Teller obviously is a guy to develop this year, you know, much different ball player than what we saw last year. And, you know, one of the great, you know, trades of John Dorsey's era here. I think he gave up, you know, like a fifth-round pick for the guy. But, you know, the thing about the offensive line that I think was most impressive was the depth. I mean, they'd lose one or two guys during the course of the game, and they'd put other guys in. So, you know, obviously you didn't see, a big drop-off, you know, for the most part. But, you know, when all of a sudden you get a guy named Blake Hance and Michael Dunn stepping in, well, that tells you, you know, it's a well-coached group because, you know, they used to say they didn't wet to bed when they got in there. They played up to the standard that was needed.
You mentioned coaching. How much, you know, you put on Joe Woods for the defensive struggles, or is that just such a difficult job when you're mixing and matching every week, not knowing who's going to be out there?
Well, I think it's, you know, a matter of personnel and not, you know, knowing who's available. I mean, Kansas City is a team that from their Super Bowl run, I think they returned 20 of 22 starters. That's a heck of a lot. But, you know, on the other side, you look at, you know, you didn't have Miles for a couple games. You lost Vernon, you know, with 4 or 5 games left to go. I mean, in the back end of the secondary was, you know, there was always, you know, who's going to be available this week. It's like Baker. You know, people say, well, boy, you know, he's struggling. Well, all of a sudden he gets an offensive, you know, coordinator and a head coach that, you know, is can get into him and, you know, make him play the way that, you know, it's needed and, you know, buy into the system. I think, you know, on the defensive side, you know, you've got to get the players, you know, first, and then, you know, the system works a heck of a lot better.
Deke, are you of the mindset as a fan and an analyst that, oh, we came so agonizingly close that I'm not going to watch this weekend, Championship Sunday? Or are you going to be all in watching those games and, you know, thinking about the teams that you want to represent both conferences?
Is there something else he can do on a Sunday afternoon? I mean, it's just, no, yeah, you know, you watch the game and you're curious and you wonder how, you know, we might have matched up against Buffalo in that game and things like that. But, you know, it's, you know, you ride out the season and I think, you know, you watch it and you say, well, you know, hey, you know, that's where we're at. You know, we, you know, we can compete with these guys because, you know, we went through a few years that, you know, it was scary, you know, what we were putting out there.
All right, Deke, who are you rooting for, should I say? Who do you think will win those games this weekend?
It's you know, tough to I'm kind of worried about Kansas City not having their quarterback or, you know, 100% and things like that. So I'd probably go Buffalo-Green Bay.
Green Bay, Rodgers going for, oh, Owen's not happy. He's wearing his Chiefs hoodie. His son is going in to take the school pictures in Kansas City gear. I mean, Deke, do we call social services? What do we do here?
Well, no, I mean, Andy Reid has done a great job. And I mean, obviously they're, but I just, if Mahomes was, you know, 100% healthy, because, you know, not only did he you know, get dinged upstairs before that, he was limping around on his foot. So, you know, I guess he's going to experience what, you know, we kind of experienced here, maybe going into the game with a lot of reps.
Not ideal. Not ideal at all. Deke, let's do it again. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, bud.
All right, there he is on the North Olmsted Racer Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Doug Deacon, can you believe, man, I look, if Kansas City loses that game to the Browns, you have a whole offseason of people wondering why the hell you're running your already banged up quarterback in the entire franchise on that. Was it a fourth down play?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Third and one. Either way, you get away with it once you win a Super Bowl. Remember, Andy Reid for years had been blasted by critics about his big game moments, his time management moments. But now you win a Super Bowl, and it's like, well, he's a great coach. Look at the confidence. We all are very hypocritical when it comes to these things.
Oh, well, look at Doug Peterson now. He's out of football, and he was a genius a couple years ago because he won one.
That's not going to happen to Stefanski, right?
No, I don't think so. I think Kevin Stefanski's, I don't think he would ever butcher a situation like he did, like Peterson did this year with Wentz and that last game. No way.
It was bad. I mean, look, Peterson lost all those assistant coaches. Then the question is, who's responsible for what? And now he's out of football this year. It's amazing how quick those windows close in the NFL. And that's why next year for the Browns, probably a bigger year than most think. When you think you're getting started, as soon as you think you're getting started, it can close so fast. Next year is going to be a monumental year. All right. 216-578-0092. If you have any reaction to that, Matt Derry is not a happy camper with something the Cavs did. While everybody else is thrilled about the Cavaliers, he'll tell you what it is. Next on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.